We reserve a few minutes to discuss current trends in the world that we would expect to see from reading Bible prophecy. Biometrics, artificial intelligence, cashless commerce, the manipulation of human DNA, global government, instantaneous global communication, the movement to rebuild a temple on the Temple Mount. These and some other things you'd expect from reading the Bible if there were unfulfilled prophecies. And it's just amazing, really. In fact, there's so much going on that I think it dulls our senses to it. There's a fascinating phrase in the last chapter of the Old Testament book of Daniel. It's Daniel 12:4. We looked at it a little bit last week. It says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." That's the phrase. It's possible to interpret "knowledge shall increase" as a growing understanding of biblical prophecy. As the end approaches, God will allow greater and greater insight into prophetic truths. Another way to interpret the phrase "knowledge shall increase" is that there will be a surge in knowledge, technology, and information. It's a prophecy pointing to the modern era where rapid advances in science and communication and global travel are viewed as signs that the world is moving closer to the fulfillment of the end times. Now, there's another way of interpreting this, and it's a fairly new one, but it's very likely the correct one. And by new, I mean, 1930s, 40s. The Dead Sea Scrolls are genuine manuscripts written between 250 BC and 70 AD. They were first discovered in 1947 in the Qumran Caves near the Dead Sea, hence Dead Sea Scrolls. They consist of biblical texts and commentaries. The Essenes, a Jewish sect active from the 2nd century BC to the 1st century AD, were responsible for hiding those manuscripts on the verge of the Roman destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And so they grabbed all the known and existing manuscripts they could, and they took them to the desert and they hid them. When they were found in 1947 and began to unfold, it's one of the great archaeological discoveries of all time. The most recent discovery of fragments occurred in March of 2021. Archaeologists from the Antiquities Authority uncovered more than 80 fragments. They contained Greek translations of Zechariah and Nahum. When discussing the Dead Sea Scrolls, the term "fragments" comes up often. It refers to the small, often broken pieces of parchment or papyrus that make up much of the collection. There are whole, entire scrolls, but most of it is, in pieces. It would be likened to putting together a shredded document. So imagine if something was shredded. You've seen this in cop shows, and then they put it all together. How much did they pay that guy, right? I can't. But anyway, so that's kind of what's happening with that. Now, the Bible tells us, this is from the Bible, that Old Testament prophet Elijah founded a school for prophets. Among other things, the school produced a book of the teachings of Elijah, and it is called the Tana Eliyahu. We don't have that manuscript, but we do have commentaries written from about the 3rd century on that. And so they quote, we don't have the manuscript, but we have quotes from it. And one of those commentaries, we read this: "As it was said by Elijah, truth will be found in fragments." Interesting. You'd read that and you'd think, oh, that means I guess we're going to learn it a little bit at a time. But truth is going to be found in fragments. And that's likely a prophecy from Elijah about the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which didn't even exist in his time. And so it's very interesting as you continue to read all of this literature, how it all ties together. What truth could that be, seeing the Bible is complete? Well, both Daniel and the Apostle John were told to hold back some of their prophecies. Daniel was told to shut it up until the end, and same thing with John. And so these guys are most likely talking about those portions that were written by John and Daniel, but would have to be found in the last days. I would recommend you take a look at the Dead Sea Scrolls, and what I mean by that is that you get into studying them a little bit. Start with Dr. Ken Johnson at a website called Bible Facts, F-A-C-T-S, BibleFacts.org. Ken is a neat brother. He happens to be in leadership at a Calvary Chapel in Kansas, I think it is. He's a Dead Sea Scrolls scholar. He's written tons of books. We have some of his stuff in the Welcome Center. But a lot of stuff is kind of coming into the church just recently from the Dead Sea Scrolls, because it takes time. First, they were discovered, of course, in the 40s, and we're thinking, well, what's taken so much time? They're fragmented. They need to be studied and all. But they're revealing stuff that, not that we need proof that the Bible is true, but they are commentaries on the Bible that flesh it out and show us how true it really is. And you don't hear much about the Dead Sea Scrolls or things that they're finding out, even from me, because this stuff has to get out there and get studied, and you know, and it takes literally decades to do that kind of stuff. But it's getting out there now, and it'd be well worth your while to take a look at it. Jesus promised his church what? He said, I'm going to keep you from the hour of trouble that's coming upon the whole earth to try those that dwell upon the earth. And he was talking about the great tribulation, and he was promising the church, you and I, that we would not be here for the great tribulation. We're not going to be here because Jesus is coming to resurrect and the dead and rapture living believers. And that could happen when? Anytime. Could happen right now. Could happen 10 years from now. I hope not. But we want to be ready. And so every week I exhort myself and you, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.